My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hell yeah. That was my question to Nick last night on the plane. Like, yeah. Hey, Colin Scouts, they're ready to go. And Caleb, yeah. Right? So, yeah, he was like, yep, they're ready to go. Yep. They'll have a report on, you know, on him for Colin. So it's pretty cool, man. That's how the building works. Like, all the work that our scouts put in,
right,
like, as they're scouting college players, like, how important is that now? Because I don't have much of a background of Caleb and what he's done in college, but to be able to rely on our scouting department and their expertise in that area, and that's going to help us prepare for week 2.
That was D'Amico Ryans on his coach's show yesterday with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. Really good conversation. It's up on YouTube if you want to go find it. Talking about getting ready for Caleb Williams. I like to picture that conversation, D'Amico going up to Nick, Seth on the plane, and like, hey, how we doing on the Bears? Are we ready? And Nick being like, hey, man, we just got on the plane. Can we enjoy the Colts win till we at least touch ground back in Houston?
Yeah.
Jeez. Taskmaster. Yeah. Exactly, Nick.
That was Nick? You really? Yeah. I feel like Nick is already thinking about like 2 years down the line and just someone. Yeah. Or he's probably watching film of some kid at Northern Illinois. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is, by the way, that is one thing that is, it was always weird to me. The coaches and the scouts especially, but the coaches on Saturday are already looking ahead to the next week. It's weird. It always felt to me like, no, maintain laser focus, but they gotta start getting a feel for everything ahead of time for all of that stuff. So yeah, they're definitely probably talking about the Bears in some respect.
Yeah. They got the scouts on it and everything. So first look ahead to the Bears here. Bears 1-0. They won a game against the Titans that empirically they probably didn't have much business winning. The Titans allowed a blocked punt for a touchdown. Will Levis threw just a horrendous pick six in that game to give the Bears the lead. Caleb Williams was 14 of 29 for 93 yards. Like, no touchdowns, no interceptions, just dinking and dunking and completing less than 50% of his passes.
It was a less impressive performance than David Carr's performance in the last time that a number one overall pick at quarterback won his first game in the NFL.
Yes.
David Carr, I don't even remember what his stat line was, but I think he did more good things and was a more consistent quarterback in that game than Caleb Williams was.
Caleb...
And, there was not nearly the amount of fanfare over David Carr as a prospect as there was Caleb Williams.
No, I'm both number one overall picks, but you're right. Caleb Williams has had the G word attached to him, generational. Caleb Williams, one of only two modern era quarterbacks in their debut to throw more than 25 times for less than 100 yards passing. The other one, Desmond Ridder. Desmond Ridder, who riddled the Texans for 329 yards last year in Atlanta's win over the Texans. But Desmond Ridder, in his debut, threw the ball more than 25 times for less than 100 yards.
So David Carr in that first game ever was, which they won. It was the last time a rookie quarterback.
You were on
that
team.
Sorry, yeah. That was, we were. But yeah, so it was the last time a quarterback a number one overall drafted quarterback won his season opener. He was 10 for 22 for 145 yards. So he broke the 100 mark. Two touchdowns, one interception.
Okay.
So it was a better performance out of David Carr. Boy, David didn't crack 60% completion until week six that year.
Oh, like in an individual game?
Yeah, he was at... No, it was a different time.
Yeah.
Not that much of a different time, but he was in the 50s. Well, the second week versus San Diego, he was 24% completion.
Jeez. I take it you didn't win that game.
6 for 25. Oh, no, God.
Oh, wow.
It was hot that day, too. That made it worse. It was really hot in Southern California. I totally remember. I remember it was one of the... It was the first time I'd played in San Diego, and I'm looking up, and I've never seen so many, like, shirtless dudes at an NFL game. You see that in college a lot. But I was looking around. I was like, man, this is a fit crowd here. This is... It wasn't like Buffalo Bills shirtless guys.
Yeah.
It was... I'm looking around like, this is a fun game to go to. A lot of good-looking Southern Californian men and women out here. I feel like, yeah.
San Diego's nice.
I'm having a miserable time, but I'm going to look at... I'm going to check out some of the women. Yeah.
It looks like fun. There's a video, a tweet floating around, a Caleb Williams week one metaphor, and it's these guys. You got these guys that are picking up what looks like this heavy plate of glass or something like that, and you've got this one guy with them who's like sort of leaning in, like acting like he's about to help, but then backing away and kind of gesturing as to which way they should go, and then like as they're getting it lifted up and putting onto the back of the truck, this very heavy item that they're carrying, like the guy who's standing next to him is like almost helping them, but then once they get it onto the truck, he's like high-fiving them like he was part of it. that was kind of Caleb Williams. Like, he threw for 93 yards in a 24-17 win. That is what I get made fun of when our station, our cluster, does the volunteer thing we do every year where we go rebuild somebody's house.
Oh, yeah.
In a poor part of town or whatever, underprivileged part of town. Like, every year for, I think it's rebuilding together. We as a cluster go and we you know, completely like paint and revamp somebody's house. Usually it's an elderly person who can't do it themselves. And my tendency at those things, because I'm the least handy person alive, you know, including even things like a paintbrush, I tend to walk around and supervise and keep people's spirits up, you know?
Yeah, you're not even... And it's not like you're supervising and paying attention. You look like a mobster that's there on one of those jobs where you're allowed to just show up and you get paid
show.
For it.
Yeah.
It's not a no-show. It's a series
of
categories.
It's a no-work.
A no-work, yeah. You have to show up, but you're not working. It's a no-work.
Yeah.
You might as well just be sitting there reading the horse racing stuff. Yeah.
The Jersey Star Ledger with one of those little handheld fans.
Yeah.
Like underneath my neck, keeping my neck cool. Yeah.
I remember one day I was out there on a ladder just drenched in sweat painting, and I looked down and you drinking a nice icy cold, like the last cold Gatorade. Yeah.
Dude. I'll tell you what, this morning, now we're doing our part this morning for the charity event, the charity endeavor with Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. This is not good for my diet, though. Whataburger just brought up like 10 bags of honey chicken biscuits and stuff like that. I got to stay in the studio during the break, man.
You know what? That's what the offense was that year, that expansion year where David Carr won that game.
Yeah.
So, or Caleb Williams won that game without doing a whole lot of work. I felt like watching the offense that year, in the four victories that we had, they might as well have been sitting around like you in a lawn chair just chatting. The four victories that we had that year, it might have been the best defense I ever played on, and yet statistically it didn't look that good because there was just no help at all from the offense.
Yeah.
So we won a game where the opponent scored 10 points, won a game where the opponent scored 19 points, another one 14 points, and 19 points.
Okay.
Yeah. It was
wow.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. 6 points. 6 points.
Okay, that was
not
in the
19. Six points.
Six was that Pittsburgh game.
The Pittsburgh one where we had three scores on defense.
Yeah.
Three interceptions, two of them pick sixes.
Pick sixes, yeah. I think.
Or no, pick six and, yeah.
Yeah, like 30 yards of offense that game.
Yeah.
Won by 18. It was 24-6, right?
It was the lowest yardage by an offense in a victory in NFL history at that point.
Yep. Yeah. Here's Tank Dell. Tank Dell is excited about playing. This is the first time since 2019 that the Texans are going to be playing either a Monday or a Sunday night football game at home this Sunday. Here's Tank Dell.
Definitely, I'm ready, man. I'm built for things like this. I'm built for them type of games. I'm ready. That's all I can say. I'm ready. I'll be ready. I'll be there.
I'm built for things like this. We love you,
built
Tank.
Built for it.
Yeah. We're built.
It's going to be a good environment, man. Oh. This is as amped up as a Texans crowd has been. Even, I would say, before the good any of the good Bill O'Brien seasons, there just wasn't the same level of fervor and enthusiasm. I mean, this is about like what it was in at the beginning of 2012, I think, where people had been built up by the surprise really good season in 2011, except that you've got the added element of the whole D'Amico and CJ effect. It's really cool to be a part of, just to experience it.
Yeah, what is, I mean, you just outlined it, that Caleb Williams was doing things in week one that David Carr was doing in week one in 2002, most notably winning, but also very notably not putting up very good numbers. Got to be more nervous about this Bears team offensively than your Texans.
I think
Texans
so. Yeah,
team.
The firepower that they have, including Caleb Williams himself.
Sure,
much like a little bit like we had last week with Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson can kill you with his legs too, which makes it that much harder to play against because you're just constantly, you got your eyes in the backfield while also trying to handle your coverage duties. It's not as much that with Caleb Williams, but he's very, very much capable of making some spectacular throws. And that even on plays where you are doing everything right defensively, Caleb Williams and then his weaponry at wide receiver whether Caleb Williams is good or bad this year, there's a potential for fireworks.
Yes.
So you've got to really be dialed in against him, no matter where he is in his development as a quarterback.
You know what I think of when I think of this, when I think of what you and I are talking about, like, okay, the potential for Caleb Williams to look completely different in week two than he did in week one.
Yeah.
Is I actually think back to Deshaun Watson, and this is not me talking about Deshaun and the things he's being accused of today or making fun of Cleveland. We may do that between now and the end of the show. This is actually a positive thing about Deshaun, where he won his first start, his debut, but it was a game where he didn't do very much. He didn't do very much passing at all. He had one gigantic 47-yard run for a touchdown right before the half against the Bengals, and they won the game 13-9. They were playing the New England Patriots in New England the next week. My guess is the week leading up to that game in New England, they're probably like, yeah, this Deshaun guy can do some things. He won a game. He's a first-round pick. I'm not worried about him torching us for 350 yards. And then he went up to New England and damn near won that football game as a 2-touchdown underdog. playing in an offense that I'm guessing, like, I know that they're going to try to get Caleb Williams to play under center and play a more pro-style offense. The fact of the matter is Caleb Williams is probably at his best when he's improvising and doing things like that, freelancing
right.
A little bit. A little
for
like
now,
Deshaun.
At least.
For now, yeah.
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 Yeah, he's not a guy that's going to come in and be the architect of just a perfectly executed game plan or anything like that.
Right.
I think that, like, and this isn't even a slight on him, but he's not nearly as advanced mentally as C.J. Stroud was.
No.
Very few quarterbacks are as rookies. I mean, that was just kind of – it was crazy. But C.J. also, look, he took a big leap from week one to week two last year.
Yeah.
If there's a cautionary tale, it's that, C.J. had a lot working against him, but he also – in that first game played a little bit like a rookie at times, where all of a sudden in the second week he had ironed out a lot of those things, and it was playing from a deficit and all that, yada yada yada, but he took a step forward. So with Caleb Williams likewise, I think maybe some of the simple stuff that Caleb Williams was messing up on, some of the dink and dunk stuff that he didn't do well, maybe that, whatever it is, jitters or anything, he claims he hasn't been nervous since his first start in college, whatever. Good for you. Let's see you do it in the NFL. I guess the biggest X factor for me might be Roma Dunze. Roma Dunze had one reception for 11 yards in week one.
Well, he may not play. He had an MRI on his knee yesterday.
Oh, he had an MRI.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I saw he's week to week, so we may not see. I'm with you. If he were playing, he'd be a big concern. He's a good player. And even like Keenan Allen. Boy, think of how close the Texans came to getting Keenan Allen. He's even a little banged up. I think he played, but he's banged up right now.
I think the reports of him being fat in training camp were
there
a
were
bit
those
overblown.
Were fun. Yeah. Yeah, those were fun.
They kind of brought me back to the old Tony Romo's bat storylines.
Yes, yes. Keenan Allen.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Man, here's Will Anderson Jr. yesterday on his first look at the Chicago Bears.
No, since I've watched our tape already, I started watching a little bit of Chicago this morning and seeing what they did, and went back and watched some highlights. Got on my iPad, man. But I also think it's very just important to look at the game that we just played, just to see those mistakes so they won't roll over into this game, and knowing the areas that we can get better to rolling into this game. And yeah, we're excited for the next challenge, man. But you know, the focus right now is just saying, like, how can we get better? What mistakes did we make right here, and how can we get it better so we won't make those same mistakes going into the next game?
One of the most annoying things as a player is being asked about the upcoming opponent on a Monday, because you spend the whole day going over the film from the week before or from the game the day before, and it's like you don't usually have a very informed take even that you're comfortable talking about. Even like Will Anderson said, he's watched them a little bit, but it's you're like, man, I just got out of a 4-hour meeting. I may have gotten reamed for a few of my mistakes against from week one. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, what do you want from
Will,
me?
Will feels like the safest one to ask, because I feel like he would have already studied ahead. Like, to your point about Caserio, Will feels like he's got notes on the first four opponents already, like in a notebook somewhere.
I don't know. I hesitate to say anything because it doesn't. It sounds like it would be a slight against it. It's just not what it's not what's expected. It's not not the mode you're in on Monday, right? You're trying to do it. The coach is preaching week by week, like worry about the opponent right now. That it's just it's not a bar or a standard that anybody is being held to.
Have you seen?
Like, hey, what do you give me the game plan for? The coaches don't know what the game plan is yet.
Special work ethic and relentless mindset,
right,
Seth.
Would not include being prepped for the Bears yet.
Special.
Relentless. Would not include being prepped for the Bears
yet. Says you. important for the donation, someone texted in. Oh, this is about the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. New books needs to be one word. When you text to 41444. I think I've said that, but maybe I didn't. New books, all one word, N-E-W books, when you text to the Barbara Bush. For those just jumping in. The Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation, we're raising money. We're doing it again this year, and we're raising money for the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. Texting new books, all one word, to 41444, and all we're looking for is $30, because $30 gets one Houston child a home library of six books, and they get to pick out the books. It's really cool. We go to the event every year where the kids at the school that we're benefiting here get to pick out the books. It's awesome to see. But the numbers that jump out at me, 61% of low-income families in Houston have no books in their home. 60% of Houston-area kids enter kindergarten each year lacking the required reading skills. I have a wife who's a first-grade teacher, so this is near and dear to my heart. She sees a lot of that where she teaches. So let's get some books in these kids' hands. We improve literacy. We improve a lot of things in our society. Poverty, crime rates, mental health, all of that tied directly to literacy. So $30 And our friends at Reliant are matching all donations, dollar for dollar. So the dollars are doubled right now thanks to Reliant. You donate 30, they donate 30, and we're getting a whole lot of books out there to kids. Donate now. And on the donations you make from hearing it on Sports Radio 610, if you're a Texans fan, put Texans in the little note at the bottom there, because we're competing with Eric from the Morning Bullpen, who is tragically a Cowboys fan. So he's got his Cowboy fan friends putting Cowboys at the bottom. I'm sure we're quadrupling or quintupling at least the Cowboy fans. But just to send a message to Eric, put Texans. And if you want to put Texans and then suck at Eric in there, that's fine too. But just Texans is fine. So, yeah, let's get some books in these kids' hands, man. Text new books to 41444, and it's really easy. I just did it, and you're on your way. They're out, the power rankings. Power rankings for week two coming off of week one. How bullish are the national experts on your Houston Texans? We'll do that coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.